Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Just wanted to make a connection with everybody again and say hello and see how everybody's doing this evening. Don't forget that we do healings on this radio program, so please give us a call in and we're more than happy to help you. Tonight I have a wonderful, very dear friend of mine, Jane Hopkins, who does some beautiful, beautiful things with mandalas. She's a nature mandala person, and she's been working on mandalas with nature for the past few years, and she would like to tell you about them, because we've come up with some beautiful things. We've come up with a shirt that has tremendous energy, and I think it would help a lot of people out there in terms of balance and poise and everything else that you can imagine. So what I want to do is bring Jane on, and she can explain how she discovered mandalas and how she goes about doing it. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
Good.
Wonderful. Could you tell the folks about your mandalas?
I can.
Sure.
You have talked a number of times on the show about going out into nature.
Yes.
And the special areas that you find. And I am very fortunate to have my job as a nature photographer, where I do go out into special spots, or spots that are special to me anyway. And I find that when I am looking through the camera, I see things a little bit differently, and I take the time to slow down, as you've been talking about, and feel the energy that's there.
Right.
And I know that you see the nature spirits. I don't see nature spirits, but I can feel energy. And oftentimes I find that when I feel something special about a spot, it will come out, the pictures will come out a little bit differently, and they'll have some of that nebulous feeling to them when people
mm-hmm.
look at them. They're drawn to them.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I'm out in those spots, everything will look a little bit clearer, a little bit
mm-hmm.
more focused, a
mm-hmm.
little brighter. Sometimes the energy feels lighter. It's hard to describe particularly what I feel.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I have found that when I am out in nature and I find these particular spots, they make very special pictures.
Mm-hmm,
and the
mm-hmm.
one picture that we chose for the T-shirt was an area in the desert, as my daughter and I were driving down a very rural road near Page, Arizona. There was a particular quality of the light that was shining over a huge sand dune.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't much to look at, but it had a very special feeling about it. And I put that picture into my computer, and I work with the pictures in my computer a little bit. My computer is a little bit like a kaleidoscope, and I work with the pictures to rotate them around and make repeating patterns that form mandalas.
Yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, and that particular picture stayed in my computer for a long time. I didn't know quite what to do with it, but
mm-hmm.
I kept going back to it, and I kept working on it, and 3 years later, I got what I wanted. And the energy that was there, you can sort of feel it in the picture. And I know you've talked about the colors make a difference,
mm-hmm.
and the shapes make a difference.
Yeah, the to give you an idea, on my on the bbsradio.com, you'll find my T-shirt, that I wear. I've been wearing one for about 3 weeks, and I've been doing a lot of energy work with it, and I put a lot of energy into these T-shirts, and they are multidimensional. And when you put it on, I've had friends of mine put them on and actually feel the multidimensional levels of the shirt. It does clear, and it does clear the mind, and it does balance, and it does ground. So what I'm doing with these T-shirts is that the mandala is so strong. It's so beautiful that what we're doing is putting it on a shirt, and we're going to start selling these shirts. I've been giving them away to my friends for the last few days, either giving them or selling them. And I'm getting a lot of feedback with the shirts that they are extremely powerful. So I think what I'm going to do, Jane, is that when people start buying these T-shirts, I will custom blend it for them as they buy it. In other words, if they call me, I will actually custom blend the energy for them. So that's what I'll do with it. But the energy itself is very profound in the shirt, because we've added that in there as the shirts were being made. But the mandalas themselves are so beautiful. I know you've shown them around the country, and it's a beautiful mandala. She has frames and pictures and different things. So if you can tell the people about your website so they can get on there and take a look at it, Jane.
Okay. My website is Mandalas of Nature, and that address should be right below the picture of Steve's T-shirt on
right.
the web.
Right.
But if you don't have access to that, Mandala is spelled M-A-N-D-A-L-A-S, Mandalas of Nature, all one word. And that should get you to my website. I have...
Right.
Images on the site of my, what I think of as my good energy pictures.
Right.
And the shirt, the picture that we're using on the T-shirt is in Mandala Gallery 2, and it's called Desert White. And that can also be ordered as a print.
Right.
And the information is on my site for that.
Right. It's the mandala. She's got some beautiful mandalas. I have them in my massage room, and people have been buying them in frames, and they're absolutely gorgeous. So the energy of them are extremely powerful, and they're also very, very beautiful. And it would be wonderful if you guys can take a look at them, because they do sell very well. And when you put them in the house, you'll actually feel the energy of the mandala in the house, the mandala that you choose for yourself. So it's really, really beautiful. And Jane is a very spiritual human being, a very loving, kind person, and she does beautiful, beautiful work with those mandalas. So please take a look at them. I think you'll really enjoy them. And I haven't put a price on the shirt yet. We're thinking $39.95 for the shirt. I'm pretty well sure that will be the price. But if you want one, please give us a call, and we're more than happy to ship one out to you and see what you feel. And then we could have you on the radio and see how that feels to you. So... what we're trying to do is spread love and kindness around the world. And the more that we do this, the better off everybody will be in terms of energy. So that's what we're hoping for. Jane,
and
thank you so much for... Huh?
You're welcome. Is your website... Your website is there, so people can order the shirts from your website.
Yes.
Or
yes.
your phone, right?
Yeah, absolutely. My phone number is 585-746-8321. And thank you, Jane, so much for calling and coming on.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Take care, honey. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. What we're doing tonight is, as long as we're on the nature path, I think it's very important that we start realizing that there's tremendous energies in nature, something that I've been discussing for the past two or three months, and it's very important to realize how important nature is and how important everything is in nature. The nature spirits all around us in terms of energies. And what we can do basically is to feel nature, go out into nature and walk with nature, feel everything around you. As I've told you before, I've been able to see the eyes of trees, the eyes of grass, and the eyes of flowers. And the trees do speak to us. The trees have tremendous spirit, as everything else in nature has tremendous spirit. So we're not the only ones with souls. Every blade of grass and everything in nature has a soul. And it's very, very beautiful to see, and it's very, very beautiful to be with. There's an old saying that when King David finished and completed his composition of the Psalms, he bragged to God and said, "Creator of the universe, is there any creature in your world that has sung praises unto your name more than I?" And suddenly a toad leaped up on a rock in front of him and croaked, "Don't let it go to your head, for I sing far more praises to God in a single day than you could in a lifetime." And that says a lot. I think what we need to do is realize that we're not the only ones. Hello?
Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Yes, this is Judy in Seattle.
Hi, Judy.
How are you?
Good, dear.
I could really use your help today about my back.
Sure.
What's going on in my back? Can you see anything? It's been several weeks. It just seems to be getting progressively worse.
Yes. Yes. Hold on a second. Let me take a look here. Yeah, okay. What I'm going to do, you should be feeling light going into your heart now.
Yeah.
Okay. You should be feeling your feet opening up right now.
Okay, maybe.
Hang on, honey. You should be able to feel that going through your hands, your head, and your feet now.
Okay, I definitely feel my head. My feet are starting to tingle a bit.
Good, good, good.
And my hands. Okay.
Good.
They caught up.
Okay, you're doing fine. Doing fine. What we're doing is opening up your back. I'm going down your spine right now, and I'm looking at your feet, and your feet have got chakras.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is opening up the chakras to your feet, going to the center of the earth. Your back should be easing up now. Can you feel that?
Yeah, actually it is a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Still hurting, though.
That's okay. It's okay. What I'm doing, I'm about 4 feet above your head. I'm looking down through the top of your head. And I'm going down through the center of your spine. And what I'm doing right now is releasing everything in the spine and going through the back that way, making sure that everything's clear.
You haven't gone down to the small of it yet, have you?
No.
Okay. I'm with you then.
Everything's opening. You should be able to feel that at your tailbone right now. Is it really? You should be able to feel a lot of energy in that tailbone of yours. Can you feel that?
I feel like I'm really stuck today, and everything doesn't feel anything.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm not doubting you. It probably is, but I've been so clenched up in the small of my back.
Okay.
And maybe it's the muscles on the side, too. I don't know.
Okay. Have you taken any Epsom salts baths?
No. Well, not lately.
Okay. I would highly suggest that because it'll draw the toxins right out of your back.
Okay.
Make it pretty warm. Put in 2 cups of Epsom salts and just sit there and actually draw the toxins out of your back.
Okay. Sounds good.
A lot of it is emotional.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Okay, what we're going to do is get in touch with the emotion. I'm not going to mention it over the air.
Okay.
We're just going to get in touch with it, and we're going to clear it. So give me a minute here.
Okay,
I'm there. You should feel your back opening up. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I do.
Good. So what we're going to do, honey, we're just going to let that go. You should feel your energy vibration picking up quite well.
Yeah, I am.
Good. You should be freeing up. Your head should be opening
up
more.
Yeah, my head is really opening up.
Good, honey. Good. Okay, here comes some dark stuff. It's just going to clear out. Just allow that to come out. Just let go there. Your body's telling me thank you.
Yeah,
so.
It feels better already.
Yeah. Do you have a radio on or something at the house?
Yeah,
that's. I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Maybe it's, I'll just close out your thing. Maybe that's what you're getting. Is that better?
Let me just hear that. No, it's the same thing. That's okay. The main thing is that we're healing you, and that's what's important.
Okay.
You should feel very expanded right now, more than you've been in a long time.
I do. I've been just in a knot for a while, it seems.
Yeah. I can feel
that. Yeah,
that
feels a lot better.
Yes.
May
I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Okay. Loving kindness. You have to be as loving to yourself as you are to anybody. Not that you aren't. You just need to use a lot more.
Okay,
that'll help you tremendously. And you're starting to get grounded. You're doing great.
Yeah, it's really strong.
You can feel a lot better, can't you?
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Yeah, your mind's very clear right now?
Yeah, it's a lot better. I mean, a lot better. Usually when I'm walking around, I'm okay. It's when I sleep at night, my back really gets to hurting. It's hard to even get out of bed. Usually by the time I'm up, but today it was really bad even walking around.
Do you turn your bed, honey, at all? Do you turn
the
mattress?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes what I do, I just got an air bed, which I like a lot. But do you have an air bed or just a regular mattress?
Regular mattress with one of those Tempur-Pedic covers.
Yeah. What I would do is take a piece of plywood, put it between the mattress and the bed spring.
Okay, that's a thought. It's a pretty firm mattress, but that's a good suggestion.
Yeah, what I do is use like a 3/4-inch piece of plywood, and that really makes it a lot better for me. I'm not saying the Tempur-Pedic is a great bed, so I sometimes that's what I would do with it.
Okay.
You have an angel behind you that's helping you right now.
Okay.
You should be able to feel a lot of energy in the back.
I do, and in my head, a lot in my head.
Yes, there's a lot coming out. That feels much better.
Yes, it does, a lot better.
Very good.
Oh, I'm really glad I got hold of you. I didn't even remember. When I woke up this morning, I must call Steve this afternoon, and I've been out and about running errands, and I just, oh, my gosh, I forgot. I just ran in a little late, and I was able to get on, so I appreciate that. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
And I'm sure I'll be in touch with you again.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye. The reason that thank you so much for calling. That was really great. The reason that I'm talking about nature so much is that we really need to get in touch more with nature. Nature will help us open up to a much higher and more dimensional feeling of love. And everything in nature is pure love. If you put your hands around a tree, I've talked about this before, that the spirit of the tree actually looks just like us. And when you put your arms around a tree, you should be able to feel the compassion and the love from the tree and from yourself, and tremendous energy is shared between you and the tree. It can be done with a blade of grass. It can be done with anything in nature. You can pick up a rock and feel the same thing. I'm going to tell you a story about a rock. I was on a pathway in Philadelphia. It's called Hidden Pathway, Forbidden Pathway, forgive me. And on my trip of 3-hour walk that I did, I found this beautiful rock, and I decided to take it home. And for the next 3 years, that rock would tell me, please take me home. Please take me home. I don't like it. I just want to be with my other rocks, and I want to be by the water. Can you please take me home, and I'll tell you where to put me by the water? And it took me 3 years to realize that this rock was actually really talking to me and asking me to take it home. And I did. I took it back to Forbidden Path, and I went down to the water. And I asked the rock very nicely, where would you like to be? And it actually showed me where it wanted to be. And I put it very delicately near the water and thanked it so much for the lesson that I had learned. And thank you so much for allowing me the wonderfulness of having you in my house. And I'm terribly sorry that I upset you so much. So everything has got life. Even stones, we take a look at a stone and think it doesn't have life. It has tremendous life, and it speaks to us. There's nothing in nature that won't speak to us. If you're sitting in the grass, just very gently, take your fingers and put it by a blade of grass and just feel the energy from that grass coming right up through you. Or better than that, just feel a beautiful flower. Take a little petal and just so delicately touch it in your fingers. And you'll be able to feel the love, the pure light coming from that flower over to you and you over to the flower. It's just absolutely beautiful what nature can do. I know that I've talked about it all the time, and I'm able to see nature's spirits, but I think it's important that you realize that there's so much beautifulness out there and so many wonderful things that we can do. If you want to bring a rock home, if you want to bring a crystal home, please ask the crystal or the rock or a flower if it would really like to come home with you, because sometimes they don't. Sometimes they want to stay exactly where they are, and that's what they want to do. This rock had a very dimensional use for me. Number one, I learned that you don't take things from nature unless they actually want you to take them. The other lesson is that it wanted to be moved closer to the water. And so when I took it, I moved it back and gently put it near the water after all these hundreds or thousands of years that it was right there. So it did have a meaning for the rock, and it did have a meaning for me. And it's very important that we learn from those things, because we can do that for ourselves. We start realizing that maybe our bodies need to be cleansed and things have to be moved around. Sometimes it's uncomfortable to be able to do that, but it's very important that we need to get out of our own way. And it's so important to be able to feel and to feel the wonderfulness of everything around us. And that's the fun part of everything. I was very lucky that I had an uncle and a dad that knew about nature, and my mom. And they taught me an awful lot when I was a kid. My uncle being a really great artist and my mom being an artist and dad being who he was a great guy. And, but dad always told me, he says, take a look at the animals because they actually, it'll teach you about life. And they do. It's really amazing. So, I've taken a couple rocks. I went to a shaman class one time about 3 years ago and actually took two rocks and, stones, you know, little stones. And, when I would hear a bird, I would make the same amount of, tones with the rocks. In other words, if it's had three chirps, I would knock the rocks or the stones three times and it would answer me. And the end of about a half hour from listening to all these birds, I would have tons of birds just sitting around me and just making those beautiful sounds. And they were quite different. Also, when you're praying, you'll hear different sounds from birds who come by your window and will actually hear you praying, and they will pray with you. It's an amazing feeling when you make contact with these kinds of energies, and it's very, very powerful to think that we're alone, to think that we just, we have this ego about us that says we're better than anything. We're not. We share this world with a lot of creatures and a lot of wonderfulness, and we need to give them the space, and we need to be able to listen. To know God is to know more of nature, and nature will bring us closer to God. I think it's really important that we understand that, and I think King David learned something, and I'm certainly not in that class, but I'm starting to realize that there's so much more to life than just sitting around and watching television or whatever the case may be. So I think the more meditation we do, I love to meditate in nature. I love sitting in nature and sharing my love with nature. And I think that we learn from that. I think that when we sit in nature and we start working with nature, that's how beautiful it is. It's just absolutely gorgeous to be there. Find a beautiful stump or find a beautiful tree. Find something that you can sit on. And just start talking to nature. And you don't have to talk out loud. You can talk through thoughts. Nature thinks through thoughts. I mean, they can hear everything you're saying. So don't think that we're above it all. We're not. We are just part of nature, and we're part of a greater scope of love than we ever thought. I remember I had a very good friend that was sitting in nature. This is about 20 years ago, he was telling me. And he would have raccoons come up to him, and he would have skunks, and he would have all kinds of these beautiful creatures come up to him while he was meditating. And they would sit and they would just enjoy the energy. I've had some of it. I haven't had it to that extent, but I can tell you that tapping on rocks or sitting in nature and sharing your love is tremendous. I remember going into nature and actually seeing the tree spirits, which are very big, come over the trees and follow me wherever I went out into the woods. And it's just amazing what you can see. So that's what I would highly suggest, is to get more in touch with nature. What you're doing is getting out of your own head and getting into the universal love of everything. And that's what we need to do to be more grounded. When you're in nature, what you can do is actually just start grounding. And that will automatically happen with all the love that you're giving nature. There's no reason to be angry all the time or upset. Just go out in nature, feel a beautiful flower, feel a tree, you know, share your love with nature. And I think you'll find it very, very gratifying and very wonderful to be with. Water is so beautiful to work with. To give you an idea, you can go by a stream. We're loaded with positive ions, and nature has water has a lot of negative ions. What we want to do is pull out the positive ions and have more negative ions in us, which balance us out. And water can do that very easily. And what you do is just take your hands, and you don't have to put it in water, but just aim it towards water, and the positive ions will come out, and the negative ions will go in. That's why when people go near the ocean or they go by a big lake, and they feel this wonderful energy that just, you know, you feel tired, and you feel relaxed, and you feel wonderful, and you want to sit down and just enjoy the day. That's because of the energy of the water. So the energy of the water can actually really, really heal you. I know that I've shown a lot of people what to do with their hands around water, and you can create tremendous energy with your hands around water. In other words, you can take a glass of water and actually pray over the water, or just bring in God's love and light to the water, and you can actually change the molecular structure of the water and actually make it more to your liking, and you'll feel tremendous energy coming from this water. And if you drink it, you'll be surprised. It has tremendous love and tremendous energy. And that's what I'm talking about. It's not hard to get in touch with this kind of love. There's nothing in nature that doesn't have love. Everything has love in it. And all you need to do is sit down and meditate out in the woods, and you'd be surprised how much of nature will come right to you. It will open up to you. It'll gratify you. It'll give you love. It'll give you peace, and it'll give you grounding. So if you have upsetness, and especially in this time with what we're going through, go out into nature. Sit down. Enjoy the feeling of it. I just think you'll find so much peace and solitude with all that kind of love, and it's really, really important to do. So that's just another way of treating yourself to ideas that might be better for you than just sitting at home watching television or whatever the case may be. Take your artwork out in nature. Take your books out in nature. Lay down on a blanket. Look at the stars at night. I mean, they're absolutely beautiful to look at. And feel how wonderful we really feel. We're part of it. It's just not that we're not a part of it. We are a part of it. And once we get out of our heads, and once we let go, you'll be able to feel a lot more. And that's what I've been trying to instill in everybody, that we need to allow the energy to flow through us freely and not be able to antagonize ourselves by a lot of things that are put in the papers today and the news. Just be with nature. Be with God. Be with yourself. And so that's a wonderful feeling for me. I mean, it's just, it works for me. It works for a lot of my friends. And we've taken a walk in the woods, and it's just beautiful. The other thing is you need to learn about love of self. Give yourself credit. Give yourself the love that you need by loving yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Allow everything to go. Be peaceful. Just be peaceful with yourself. Go into a room. Make a room sacred for yourself. I know I have a second bedroom, and that room is very peaceful for me. It's just wonderful because it's me. It's who I am. I'm not married. I wish I was, but I'm not. And I do have the ability to make a space a very spiritual, holy place. And that's what I do. And if you guys can, make a space. Make even an altar in your rooms. Put your most beautiful things on it. Put your crystals on it. Put your Bible on it. Put whatever you want. Make a sacred place. And know that place is yours, and it's only for you. And I love doing it, and I love sharing it. But basically, it's my space. It's my place of joy. And I'm single, so I've made my whole house a place of joy. And I live that way. I try to do the best I can for me, and I try to do the best I can for my clients. And it's a wonderful feeling knowing that you can share love and just have that such a being of yourself, and to be able to share that with your friends, and to be able to share that with people that just come to your house and say hi. It's a wonderful feeling because it becomes clean and crisp, and it feels so wonderful to share that nature of our own selves. And tonight what we're going to do, I guess we're going to go back into bringing that pillar of light down from heaven. So anybody that's listening to the show, if anybody needs healing, please don't hesitate to call me. But what we're doing right now is I'm bringing down those pillars of light to anybody that's listening. And please, whatever you do, allow yourself the freedom to express yourself the way that you need to express it. Feel free to say what you need to say. Feel free to let go any kind of thing that you need to let go of. And just be free of it. Allow yourself to bring in the power of God. Allow yourself to bring in the power of the holiness that you deserve. And allow that to happen. It's so simple to do. So what's happening now is that everybody's listening. If you put your hand down about a foot and a half in front of you, you will feel tremendous energy. And that energy is coming straight from heaven. And just keep your hand there. Just keep it in there for a few minutes and see what that feels like. You'll start freeing yourself up. Allow it to free you. Allow it to, as a matter of fact, there's a lot of people out there that are getting rid of a lot of negative energy, and it's coming out right through their feed. It's coming out right through their body. So keep your hands there and allow that heavenly energy to work for you. That's wonderful. That feels really, really good. Let's take 30 seconds out and just be quiet and just feel the love that is around us with this magnificent energy from heaven. That's it. Just, I'm not going to say anything for about 30 seconds. That's great. That's great. I know that you were feeling tremendous and things were opening up for you. After I leave the show tonight, that energy will be with you for quite some time. Allow yourself the freedom to be able to just put your hand in there or just walk in there and just stay there for a while and feel the light and feel the love that's coming down from heaven. And you'll be able to feed that to your friends. You'll be able to feed that to anybody around you. So enjoy that kind of love. Enjoy that kind of refreshing feeling that our ancestors knew thousands and thousands of years ago, that we can share that kind of love with everybody. It's not only for our friends, but it's for everybody around us. And mostly, it's for you. So allow that love to build inside of you. Allow yourself the freedom to express your own expression. Feel the love that's around you. Feel the compassion that's around you. Try to let go and not to understand so much, but allow yourself to understand that you're free. It's so, so important. The other thing is that what we need to discuss tonight is something that's very dear in my heart, and that's to give love to everybody around us. And it's so important to do our children, our wives, our friends. Just share that love, because a lot of times there are people out there that are depressed, there are people out there that have a lot of depression, especially this time of the year. I don't know why Christmas brings on that kind of depression, but I know that a lot of people that I work on over the years have got depression over Christmas. I haven't been able to figure that out. I don't know why, but a lot of people are happy with it, and a lot of people are not happy with it. So I guess it brings up old memories, and allow those memories to dissipate. Allow yourself the freedom just to love everybody around you. Give the feeling back. As much as you love yourself, that's how much you should love your neighbor. And I believe it says in the Torah, love your neighbor as yourself. And I believe it's also in the New Testament. And I think it's really important to do. I think it's important to share everything that we have and to let go. The most important thing I can tell you to do is actually to let go. Let go. I think there's an old saying, let go and let God. And what we're doing is that it's better to let go and allow this beautiful energy to come through us and let it cleanse you out. You can even breathe it through your body. You can say, I breathe in the breath of God, and breathe it right in through your body. And let it cleanse you. Let it cleanse every inch of you. And I think you'll find yourself in a better, in a much, much better place. When you start breathing that kind of energy, and you're breathing God into your life even more, you're doing it on a very, very holy level. By breathing in the breath of God, you're allowing that holiness to come into you and to be able to free you and to be able to give you the energy you need. And also, that will open up your blockages. Anytime you have a blockage, what you can do is just, I breathe in the breath of God and allow that to go where it needs to go. Don't direct it. God knows better than us what we need. And that'll actually clear us very, very quickly. The reason I'm saying that is that I'll go over this again with you. We are not in control. God is in control. As you're breathing in the holy light, allow that holy light to go where it needs to go. Don't try to control it. Allow it to be where it needs to be. And I think that'll really help you tremendously. Again, if there's anybody that needs some help out there, please don't hesitate to call me. I'm more than happy to help you in any manner that I can, no matter how big, no matter how small. And I'm more than happy to do that for you. So please don't hesitate to call me. You've guys got the phone numbers, and try to do that. And I think that we can help each other an awful lot. Again, I think it's wonderful that we're able to speak and we're able to do this wonderful work together. Try to realize that we're not alone on this trip, that we have tremendous friends, that we have tremendous love that follows us. And you're not alone at all. You have angels around you. You have God around you. And you have me around you. You have your friends around you. It's wonderful. It's just a wonderful feeling to know that we're not alone, that these things are really, really great, and they're a lot of fun to be with. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful feeling. I know last night I was on the Dr. Fred show, and we had some nice people, Christian, and it was a nice lady we were talking to, and she had a wonderful, wonderful way about her out in California. I know not everybody's in California, but it was a great, great show. So if you want to check that out, that was really, really good. She had tremendous energy, and we were discussing about crystals. And the crystal, she had a 9-foot amethyst in her, I believe, her office as she walked in. And that's quite a crystal. And we were discussing master crystals. And we were also discussing other crystals, and I think it's wonderful to be able to pick up a crystal in your hand and just let it talk to you. Allow it to say what it needs to say. And you'll find out that usually, 99.99% of the time, it's all about love. It's all about compassion. It's all about what you need to do to free yourself. And I think you'll find it very interesting that if you walk into a store and you decide to buy a crystal, feel it. Feel the crystal. If it's a high vibrancy, buy it. If it wants to go with you, buy it. And take it home and feel it. Just put it on a counter or put it on your place of wisdom, or put it on a place that you find very wholesome at home, and allow yourself to look at it. Keep it in the light at moon time. What I'm talking about is the new moon. Take it outside or the full moon and allow it to be cleansed. It's so beautiful to do these things and to be in touch with all this kind of energy. It's just really beautiful to do. And I think it's wonderful that we can get together and talk about this. I don't know where else you're going to find out a lot of the information other than to come on BBS Radio and listen to these programs and find out what everybody has got to say. I think it's really important because we can't learn from one person. We have to learn from everybody. And I think it's really, really important that we take this and ride it as long as we can and be able to help each other as long as we can, because love is so necessary. It's such a wonderful feeling to be able to say, I love myself and I love everybody around me, that I want to share this energy of love, that I want to be able to share light. And, you know, so there's times when I'll shake somebody's hand and the love from that person, I can actually feel it. And it feels so good and it feels so warm to be able to know that there are other people out there that want to share love as much as we do. And I think it's necessary for us to be able to touch our fellow man in terms of handshakes or just giving somebody a hug. I know when I get finished massaging and people are getting ready to leave, I always give them a great hug and tell them I'll see them next time. And hello?
Hi, Stephen. This is Scott from Ohio, the mail guy.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi. It's been a while. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Wondering about maybe a little clearing for opening up the heart and being able to raise some kundalini energy through my chakras.
You want to raise kundalini energy?
Yes, I've been working on it, but I don't feel as though, you know, I just need to do a little more clearing. And I just
have you ever had kundalini energy?
Yes, I believe I have.
Okay.
Okay.
You say you have. We can do that kind of energy for you. What I need you to do is just relax. That's it. You should be able to feel the energy flowing through you now. Can you feel the energy flowing through your body?
Yes.
Good. Do you feel it in your lower spine? Can you feel that now? Can you feel that energy in your lower spine?
Fingers and toes, a lot of energy going on there.
Well, you're asking for kundalini energy,
right.
And that's what I'm feeding you right now. So
right.
What you should
yeah.
be feeling is at your lower spine.
Right. Yes, I do now.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Yes.
It's being regulated, so it's not the freedom you think you're going to have. It needs to be regulated.
Yes.
You should be feeling the energy coming up through the back of your spine, through the back of your head. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Okay, you should be able to feel yourself becoming more centered and more grounded right now. How does that feel to you?
Yes, it feels it's pulsating, or it's in a wave form.
Yes. How does your head feel? Does it feel very crisp and clean?
Yes. The crown chakra is opening quite a bit.
Yes. A allow that energy to flow through. That's it. Just allow yourself to let go. Good. Good. You have a pillar of light right in front of you. Why don't you, it's about a foot and a half away from you, why don't you stand up and walk right into the pillar of light with the phone?
Okay.
That's it. How does it feel?
Very calming.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Good. You're coming down. You're starting to really get grounded.
Yes, that's where it's going, right out the bottom of my feet. I can feel my feet grounding.
Yes. Yes. That's it. You need to be more gentle with yourself. That's a good one, huh?
Yes. I appreciate that information.
The best thing for you to do, we were discussing about nature this evening.
Yes.
Go out into nature and sit down on a log and feel how gentle nature is with itself. And we are part of nature.
Yes.
Pick up a stone. Put your hands around a tree and feel the wonderfulness of the tree. Whatever you want to do, just feel a blade of grass. Anything you want to do, you'll find that you're really in touch with nature.
Yes.
Now, you're opening up pretty much. You have a lot of stuff coming out of you this evening, so we're just clearing that. Good. That's opening up really, really quickly. It's going down your glutes into your legs right now. You're freeing up your lower spine an awful lot. Were you noticing your lights flickering in the house a minute ago or a couple seconds ago?
I got my eyes closed.
Okay, good. Just keep them closed. That's it. Good. Okay, I want you to think for just a second. I want you to feel your brain and see how much less that brain chatter is.
It's extremely low.
Yes.
It's like, just don't bother to access anything, you know, or before it kept telling me access, access, access.
Right, right, right. You're being cleared. So your brain chatter is 99% less.
I appreciate that.
Not a problem. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel really good. Yes.
Good.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Be gentle with yourself. You need to be gentle. You're a little bit too hard on yourself.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, Steve will do. Yes, sir. Holy mackerel. I don't know who the sir is.
Well, I respect you guys a lot. I listen to you and Fred, and there's a lot of respect. I still ride motorcycles. I'm 50, and I ride
motorcycles. Hey, that's cool. I still drive a Cobra, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, so I'm in tune with you guys. I could still hold the throttle wide open, you know?
There you go.
This is what we're here to do, to enjoy
that's
it.
That's right.
When you guys
whatever I'm doing for you, please do it for somebody else.
Yes, I will.
Share the love. It's so important to do.
Yeah, you just get better and better. It's been a while since I've talked to you, and this is really, really quick.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's you're a gift.
Well, thank you so much. It's very kind of you to say.
And I accept your gift from you. That's just awesome.
Thank you. You take care of yourself now.
You too, Stephen.
Okay,
thank
God
you.
Bless. Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Sure. What we need to do, folks, is to be open with each other and really love each other for who we are and allow that energy to flow through us as much as we possibly can without any hesitation and without any reservation. Just let it go. That's what life is all about, is letting go. So I'm going to have to cut off now because it's 6:55. I have to give them a chance to get all ready and do what they need to do. So thank you so much, and I want to thank Dr. Valerie and Dr. Fred, and hope that Dr. Fred's bird is doing a lot better. Poor little guy broke his legs, so I've been sending him a lot of love and light. Anyhow, take care of yourselves, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.